When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
It is time for us to get to these Guadalupe Squares as quick as we can. We got tickets to go see our friend
Jim Brewer
on May 15th. He's going to be over at the Surprise Vista Center for the Arts. We got tickets for that. A couple other things are in there, too. You can get all sorts of stuff. We got food. We got all sorts of things. So we're going to give the winner all sorts of amazing stuff. But you got to win first. Jeremy's out again. He's not happy about that. He works at that sports station. Bob Kemp's running him like a slave
BK
right now.
Needs
it's
him
amazing.
In the corner. Needs him in the corner.
Can't have you leaving all the time.
Whatever. I want to do something else.
Come on.
So Toledo is your host again at your Guadalupe Squares. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Mr. Toledo Bergeron. Richard.
Thank you, John. In the upper left square, she's accepted many Women of the Year awards. I counted three.
Oh, my.
She golfs from the ladies' tees.
Of course.
But she doesn't want the trans women competing in transgender sports.
Wow. Well,
it's Caitlyn Jenner, your president.
Not much of an introduction, was it? That was
the
more
governor.
Of a... That's right. I'm the president. I'll be the
just
president.
Just bringing up some facts.
I just
there,
was
Caitlin.
Coming here to say happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there like me. I can't wait to see what my kids get me. I can't wait to see what Brody and Kendall and Kylie get their mom, me.
And then next month is it?
It's Father's Day. It's a twofer.
Okay. All right.
Last year for Mother's Day, they got me rubbers.
I got you some chocolate dipped strawberries.
Ooh, I'll eat those right in front of you. Looks like a tip.
Sexy as hell.
All right, in the middle square, there's been a few celebrity divorces lately, some big time ones. So our man with celebrity divorce advice is O.J. Simpson.
Hello, Guadalupe Squares world. It's your friend O.J. I've noticed that Bill Gates is getting divorced. Now, if they can't make it work, what chance do we have if they can't buy happiness? I know.
Did you actually ever make it to a divorce?
No. Well, yes.
One.
I mean,
did you?
I divorced myself from a few situations. But, I mean, Bill Gates could have saved $71 billion just by getting good lawyers.
I guess you divorced the Bills at some point.
Well, you know, we had an amicable split, and then I went back and was brought into their Hall of Fame, and then they took me out of that. But I was, you know, I've left situations with Leia. I would consult along the way how
did
a man.
You cut yourself free from
that?
Yeah,
well, you got to cut yourself free from some stuff. Like, sometimes somebody's head has to be cut free from their shoulders. And that's better than trying to spend money splitting furniture and nonsense. You know, Twitter world, it's hard out there. So the best thing you can do is get great lawyers,
yeah,
cut her head off, and then get exonerated for it, and then everything's yours again. That's pretty great.
And then, curiously, a bunch of your lawyers die, so...
Right. Well, people die. Nobody gets out of this thing alive. Some people longer than others, and some people deserving. That's all I say. Bill Gates, I could have done this for you. No problem. It's called my O.J. Simpson Guide to Divorce, the Ginsu Method. And that's how we basically handle... relationship indifference.
Indifference, that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
In the upper right square, there's a big fight this week in Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders, so our fight expert is here, Freddie Roach.
Right, five-time training, trainer of the year, Freddie Roach, here for the big fight in Dallas.
Who's going to win, Freddie?
Well, I really like Canelo in this one, Brady, although he beat up my guy, Manny Pacquiao, too many times, but you get Canelo is out there with Billy Joe Saunders. Billy Joe's a racist, misogynistic prick, and I think that maybe he's got a chance. If anybody's good at fighting somebody of another race, it would be a racist. So I would have to say he's probably going to be pretty fired up.
Great points.
Canelo, and it's great. So, you know, he's got to strap up the gloves, hope for the best, get these guys out there, and just an excuse to have Freddie Roach in
is
the squares.
Is he against Latino gingers?
Or? Oh, sure. Who isn't? I mean, really, when you think about it, if you see one, it's like seeing a unicorn, so it's totally weird. I watch a lot of telenovela, and I don't see any of them, so he's an anomaly.
All right, in the middle left square, celebrating his 63rd birthday today, it's John's favorite coach, Bill Cowher.
It's a favorite coach of a lot of people in Pittsburgh, a lot of people around the world. It's just Bill Cowher, very emotional. But
reflect on your 63
years. You know,
I've
had Brady, I didn't want to get emotional here today. But
what's your daughter getting you?
Megan's getting me something really nice, probably a plaque commemorating all the years I spent. 17 years at CBS, 15 with Distillers.
And your beautiful wife?
My beautiful wife, V.
Happy Mother's Day, Bill.
It's, you know what, that's touching, Brady. I really want to say thanks for Brady for the...
Oh, man.
Getting into the Hall of Fame last year was amazing.
Here's a tissue,
I get my celebration
coach.
In July. It's just, Brady, I have to tell you, you know, being with you here in these squares last year has been... I just want to tell you, pancakes, lobster,
sweet potato pie.
I just want to eat with Brady until I die.
There's a speaking chip.
I just want to say thanks for the honor. It's really good. Thank you.
In the middle square, he told us this morning about his favorite new song from Disney.
Oh, man, I know all the Disney
songs. Eat Until
numbers.
I Die song.
That's
it's
right.
Eat Until I Die Brady.
That's right. Pancakes, lobster, sweet potato pie.
Remembers that Disney classic from the movie?
Wonderful message.
Mickey and the Beanstalk.
What is the message?
The message is be a gluttonous hog.
Yep.
USA. USA. That's what it is. And nothing better than a morning where you wake up and smell pancakes, lobster, and sweet potato pie.
Piled up.
Piled
now that's
high.
A brunch.
Pile it high and deep, I say. Not like that goddamn Mr. Beast burger with his freaking Chip Ahoy.
Not piled high?
I don't even give it credit for Chips Ahoy. There was a singular chip. It's a Chip Ahoy. My wife just texted John, and she's in on it with me. She said, Chip Ahoy is bigger than the cookie he got. The whole family's furious.
How expensive was this cookie?
$2.50! American! Prick, Mr. Beast.
All right, we'll calm down. We'll come back to you in a little bit. In the middle right square, he's got a big new movie this weekend called Wrath of Man. Superstar Jason Statham is here.
Exactly right. And who's going to stop me, huh? Tommy, you? The Germans?
Bricktop.
Bricktop might be in this, he might not. It's a great movie. Guy Ritchie and I have done another one together. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to drive very fast. Going to move very fast. The camera will jiggle.
See you driving anything in this movie.
Very fast driving. Very fast movement. The camera will move faster, make me appear to move faster. That's how I go. I'm a very fast man. Brady?
Is your character a lot like Frank Christmas from The Expendables?
It's very much like Frank Christmas. The camera moves fast. I drive fast. I fight fast. That's how it works. And who's going to complain about that? You? The Germans. Right, Tommy?
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Hello, hello. I'm 95 years old. I am a British naturalist responsible for all the documentaries on nature.
Were you in Jurassic
such
Park?
As, no, that's my brother.
Oh, right. Okay.
My
gotcha.
Brother was
oh,
the...
Oh, gotcha. I don't know which
not
as well.
The
I do the
no.
voiceover.
Oh.
For One Planet
is...
Earth.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's the planet Earth.
In
gotcha.
Life. Right.
In Frozen Planet.
And when you die, I'll take your job.
Oh, that'll be good.
That'll be great. You Look how fast great. A cheetah is. You think a cheetah is fast? Watch this. I'm faster. Isn't that right, David or Richard? Attenborough.
You can eat my bullocks.
They won't remember.
Both of them. All right, in the middle, bottom middle square, there's a big controversy here in town with bamboo and some ballot harvesting.
I don't know
harvesting.
How you guys can act all happy.
It's Alex Jones
happy,
is here
happy,
explain it to us.
Fun time show. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. As the gay frogs have come in and now these Chinese and their coolie hats and their
How
garbage.
Do you know when there's bamboo
you
in
can
paper?
Smell bamboo because it smells like ponzu sauce.
I see you're celebrating No Pants Day.
No Pants Day all day long, no pants. It's a No Pants Dance by Alex Jones. That's what I'm doing. What the hell? You're crying a little bit. What happened to the men of America that we can't figure out when the Chinamen have taken over our elections and it's just going on right in your own town?
We're turning into frogs.
There's fortune cookies and there's bamboo and panda hair all over your ballots and you don't care.
How many have you found now?
Found about 1,400 bamboo ballots, all written in Hung Chung, Chung King. There's Chinese finger prisms in there. It's made of bamboo. What? There's an Asian woman in there being trafficked into the she's covered in COVID. They're bringing it back.
I don't think any of this
And here
is
you
true.
Are having happy fun time with pretend Richard Attenborough, Jason Statham, over 10,000 votes from a man named La Choi, and you people won't get off your asses.
By the way, your lease is up.
I gotta tell you, something happened to this country a long time ago. It made me an emotional man. I understand. I understand emotion. It's pretty tough.
Bill
Cowher gets it. He's crying his eyes out because the Chinese are over here stealing our elections.
Right.
And they're peeing in your Coke. You're not even paying attention, playing all the jokes. Pee-pee in your Coke. Go ahead, enjoy this Coca-Cola.
Is it real?
It's real COVID piss.
All right, calm
from
down,
a gay
Alex.
Chinaman passing on the chemtrails through his urine right into your Coca-Cola products. Thanks a lot, Coca-Cola.
Get
telling everybody not to be so white so they can piss in your Coke, make your Coke yellow. That's what that meant, yellow like a Chinaman.
You're going to get us all canceled, Alex.
You're canceled.
Right,
I see you wearing a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
I see your allegiance.
He's one of them.
You're one of them. You're a bamboo smelly panda, fortune cookie eating yellow.
Bamboo fibers in my shirt. In the bottom right square.
President Jing.
In the bottom right square, it just happens to be Tony Tennille from Captain Tennille's birthday. So we brought in super fan, our boss, Trip Reed, to talk about Tony.
Hit it.
Ooh. Muskrat Susie. Muskrat Sam. Yeah, love will keep us together. Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. Think of me, baby, whenever. Ooh.
Some
sweet. Don't sing along. Oh, it's the.
Come
this
on.
Is.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Not a duet, douche.
It was.
God, I wish you were Eric.
Fair enough.
God, I wish you were Ralphie May. I wish you were your own dad, so I never saw you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All right. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. We got Jason and Catherine.
Yeah. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jason, are you there?
I am.
All right. Catherine, pick a square. Go.
Let's go bottom right.
Bottom right is Trip Reeb.
Ooh, she knows what
got
her
some more tunes for us there,
Of course
Trip?
I do. I don't remember any of the tunes.
Do that.
Ooh, do that to me one more time.
Yeah.
Catherine, once is never enough. He can just fart me. For a man like me. Ooh, kiss me like you did. Ooh, baby. Yeah, yeah. You ever tell you about the time I nailed the captain and Tennille?
Daryl Dragon?
Yeah. I wore his little hat, and we devil's threesome Tony Tennille on her 79th birthday. That was last year.
Ooh, Daryl Dragon's been dead for years.
All you got to do is wear the hat. Catherine, are you a fan of the Captain and Tennille?
Not so much.
Would you be Muskrat Susie? Because I'll be Muskrat Sam. We'll do the
I'd love to be for you, Trip.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, no!
Your nose are got so angry.
And look, there's the yes. And also, okay, well,
all right, sure.
I'm getting older.
Settle in. Here's your question.
No.
Bananas are curved because they grow toward the sun.
The bananas are curved because the inside of a woman is.
What?
Yeah, that's my world, friend. Yeah,
So you're saying that's true?
I'll say they're all curved towards the sun, like me right now.
All right, Catherine, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
All right, it was true. That gets the square. All right, Jason, you're up. Pick a square.
I'll go with Brady's Secret.
All right, Brady's Secret.
Hello, sir. Are you a duck-billed platypus? Watch.
Well, you're not very good at your job.
As it swims through the water.
Are you?
And mates with its female partner.
You're not good at nature videos if you have to ask
this
a human man.
This is my documentary.
I know, but it's a terrible one. Are you a duck-billed platypus? I'm not going to that because I know.
Are you an orca?
Anyway, do you have a guest for us, Jason?
I mean, you already said his name a few times, so David Attenborough.
David Attenborough?
Yes!
That's exactly right.
Oh, gets the square.
Good job.
All right, Catherine, you're up. Pick a square.
Middle right.
Middle right is Jason Statham.
That's a good one. We're going to see my movie this weekend, love. Catherine, you go like Jason Statham.
I might, actually.
Really? In a theater or in your home, wearing your panties, and you just took your knickers off and went and watched a movie.
Whoa.
I said knickers.
You got Brad excited.
You like that, watching Statham movies in your drawers?
No.
Oh.
Why not?
Then ask my question.
I do, JT.
Jason says we're I like to watch movies with myself in them and then move my hand very fast over my genitals.
Jason, you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
All right, on season
I'm
two
not in that.
Of Breaking Bad, it included the iconic pizza tossing scene where Walt tossed the pizza up onto his roof.
I think that was in season one. I've been to Albuquerque. They have the house with the pizza.
Have you?
Of course I have. I was driving so fast once I ended up in Albuquerque. I was just trying to go to Pasadena from Santa Monica. But I go so fast, I shot right through Arizona and ended up in New Mexico.
All right, Catherine, he says false. It was in season one. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm actually going to have to disagree.
It was false. O gets the square.
Sorry about that. Looks like somebody else was tossing off when the question was asked.
All right, Jason, you're up. Pick a square.
Let's go with the middle.
That's eat until I die, Brady.
Jason, how much do you weigh? Let's just cut to the rat killer. Are you an eater or are you one of those skinny mini weirdos that's going to die of them?
I don't. I'm a delivery driver. I walk around all day.
Oh. You walk deliveries?
Food delivery?
You do walking food deliveries? Where? Old West? What are you?
No. No, uniforms, man. We walk a lot, though.
Oh, I see. So you're uniformed, man, walking around delivering stuff. Well, they got cars and bicycles and stuff. Now, you should think about it.
Tried that, but, you know, kept falling off the bike.
Kept falling off. Yeah, well, that'll happen. I understand that. Inertia, it's called that. You get over to the top and you start tumbling.
The last time you rode a bike, Brady?
Well, it depends on what you mean. Because I was riding it, and then I had to go to the hospital and get it out of me.
Why?
They have weight limits I didn't know about. They slide in.
All right.
It wasn't pretty.
Here's your question, Brady. The first
pancakes, lobster.
Go ahead, finish it. Sweet.
Hey, I got to go fly out to Columbus. Hurry up, my flight's late. I got to get food with my mom and Ronnie in the same day. Mother's Day!
Oh, that's right. Sunday brunch!
Thank you.
All right, Brady. The first sports broadcast to feature an advertisement was the Dodgers and Giants game.
The first
was
broadcast
a Dodgers and Giants.
Dodgers
game.
And Giants were playing.
It's the first sports broadcast to feature an advertisement. Is that true or false?
Well, yeah, why not? They were probably the. Yeah, sure.
That's easy.
Probably an advertisement for King Taco if it was the L.A. Dodgers. Go Dodgers! Get yourself some King Taco!
All right, Jason, he says
King
true.
Taco.
Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree, he's right. O gets the square.
Uh-oh.
It was actually the Dodgers and Phillies game.
Oh.
All right, Catherine, you can take Freddie Roach for the block.
Let's do it.
All right.
Great. I'm going to watch a fight this weekend, Catherine. We got a great fight between Canelo Alvarez, Saul Canelo Alvarez, and Billy Joe Saunders.
Saul?
Saul is his first name. Canelo just means cinnamon. Read a book.
Like, that's common knowledge.
This guy's an idiot.
Well,
it is if you speak Spanish. Moron.
All right, give me some Spanish there, Fred.
I can't. I think f*** you is Spanish. I think it translates.
All right, well, how about this then? Here's your question. Ian McKellen is...
I'm going to do my impression of your dad real quick. Hang on. There it was. It's perfect. The only noise you know he makes.
All right, listen up. Ian McKellen is the only Lord of the Rings actor to receive an Oscar nomination. Is that true or false?
Ian McKellen did what?
The only member of the Lord of the Rings cast to ever receive an Oscar nomination.
It was a good performance. It was really good. It was Gandalf, I believe, was his character. He did a really good job fighting the orcs. You know, the orcs had a pretty good shot. They were coming in. Everybody's got a puncher's chance. I'd have to say that Ian McKellen was the only one who gets it because all the rest of them were... We're little people. I don't think they've ever won anything.
Never?
Yeah. I like to be Lord of the Boxing Ring sometimes. Get Manny Pacquiao back in there, fight one of them Paul brothers.
All right, Catherine. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
All right, it was true. X to the square.
No. Wow.
We're looking at a Cats game. All right, next square wins. Jason, pick a square.
Top left.
Top left is President Caitlyn Jenner.
It's Caitlyn Jenner. Hi. Are you going to vote for me for governor in California? I guess your elections, anybody can vote. They've got Chinese boxes here. People are voting from Shanghai.
Chinese boxes?
Oh, I have a Chinese box. It was manufactured 5 years ago.
Holy chop suey.
That's right. I got a discount on it. It's beautiful. I keep my jewelry in it.
Is there a warranty?
I hope so. Because I'm wrecking it.
Worst finger trap ever.
Yeah, it's just, oh, yeah. It smells like cedar and moths stay out of it. I have to sand it every once in a while. What are you guys laughing for? It's just a
nothing,
box I have.
Nothing, just your
quit
warranty.
Laughing at my box.
God damn it, I get it now.
All right, Caitlin.
Sometimes I forget that you guys don't. Okay.
Here's your question.
How crude is this room? Disgusting.
You know,
a woman can't talk about her special precious box without you three giggling.
You know a lot about women's accomplishments.
Sure I do, especially when you butterfly your penis, fold it up, and put it inside you like a good woman.
All right. Aretha Franklin was the first woman
inducted
into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that true or false?
I don't know. Catherine, when did you become a woman? I did it in 2016.
1987.
Oh, nice job. That's pretty good.
Oh.
Did you have an Audi or an Innie and you'd have to black in?
All natural woman, unlike you.
No, I'm totally natural.
Oh,
bitch fight. Whoa. I'll claw your eyes out, whore.
I know who I'm picking.
That's right. You want to go? What do you weigh? I'm 6'3", 225. I used to be an Olympic athlete. But as we know, I don't like transgender people fighting ugly women on the phone born in 1987. I'm just not for that. That's not right.
That's nice, Kate.
Yeah.
Sorry, Caitlin. I'd still take you.
Oh, I know.
I would kill you, bitch.
But that's beside the point.
Did you answer the question?
No, she's made me mad on Mother's Day, my favorite holiday of the last 5 years.
Did you answer the question?
Yeah, I think I did. I'd kill the bitch.
All right. That's really my answer. No, she's saying that's pretty great here.
All right, Catherine, I guess we'll go with true. She says true.
Yeah, she was
or disagree,
first woman. Aretha Franklin was the first woman in.
Catherine. For the win.
In the Hall of Fame.
For the win.
Catherine, do you agree or disagree? True to the question.
Typical woman can't make up her mind.
God damn it.
I agree.
Yeah.
It was true.
Yep.
X gets the square. Catherine wins on a technicality, I guess.
Really?
The game works.
Nice job, Catherine. Jason, we'll get you something, too. I do, too.
Yeah. Well, you should get a recount. Take it down to the Coliseum. Well, this smells of bamboo.
It was bamboo. I'm sorry.
Your whole Guadalupe squares, your Rock Wars boats, they all smell like conspiracy to me.
No bamboo in any of those.
I'm going to bug out. I'm going to my woods. I'm going to barbecue my neighbors, I tell you right now.
Nice.
I'm going to Korean barbecue them, too. I'm going far east with that stuff. I got so much bamboo, panda meat.
I'm going to join you.
I was down there helping them count those things. Man, oh, man. It's just nothing but coolie hats, those little brick shoes.
Not true.
Abacus.
That is not true.
Yeah, I was sitting there counting. I looked at the guy next to me. I said, Todd, how's your count going? He just went, roar. He's a panda bear.
Pure disinformation.
Complete information. Goddamn Chinese over here counting our votes. Trump's president. We all know it.
Do we?
I do. Weren't for those goddamn Chinese. Here's another vote, Chung King. 10 votes for Biden. Big surprise.
They count 10. It's like radio ratings. That's
exactly right. They count 10. They multiply that fast. That's why there's so many of them. So they can vote more in Arizona. It just smells like babies, diapers, and procreation in these boxes. These votes are covered in procreation.
In Caitlin's box?
We talked about that already.
50,000 votes from a Panda Express just arrived. Tell me they're not involved.
It was a voting location.
Tell you what, that's where all the voting polls are going to be next election. Panda Express, Singhai. They're going to be the only places you can go vote.
The road we're going down.
That's exactly right. Some of that disgusting noodles, those udons. One bite of udon is a vote for Biden, if you ask me.
You've never had Chinese food?
If you want socialism, you go ahead and vote China.
You've never eaten Chinese food?
No.
Not once.
It's just original Italian, and I don't like either of those things. The OG. I got to get out of here. I got to get down and count them Chinese bamboo ballots.
Yeah, they're missing you.
That's actually a thing.
I know.
It'd be funny if it wasn't so painfully real.
You'll see.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Friday. Larry's next. It's 10:14. Oh, my
Whoa,
God.
What happened?
We did half his show. We're done. Anybody going anywhere? No?
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 Good.
No? Nope. All good? All right. Nothing.
Was going to the Suns game today.
Yeah, you're not. But... I kicked him out.
Oh, how'd you get screwed on that?
Well, because I asked if anybody wanted to go.
Odd man out.
Well, it was an odd man out. I said, you guys want to go? And I said Thursday. And I'm like, oops, sorry, Friday. So Brett and Brady both canceled out. Toledo said, I think I'm in. And then I asked him again, are you sure you want to go to the Suns game? I didn't hear anything. And then Frank Caliendo said, I'm still going to the Suns. Can Joey go? And I'm like, let me see if Toledo wants to go. So I asked him, are you still going? And then I didn't hear anything back. And I said, you're not going anymore.
Oh, man.
There was a time limit on that. And he goes, it's all for the best. Like, for both of us.
I'm used to being left.
Caliendo clowned you out.
Caliendo did clown him, too. Because I'm like, because then I said, well, if Toledo goes, Joey can't go. And he goes, well, then I'm out. And then Kevin Ray was wanting to meet you, actually, which was surprising. He goes, he said, it's a shame. I was looking forward to meeting Toledo. And I'm like, said no one ever. Actually, your dad would say, I was looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, he doesn't know the full story.
All men say, I'm looking forward to meeting Toledo. No. We're done. Larry's next. You guys have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, you especially, Marcy. And we will see you guys Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.